This is Fresh Air. The TV series Justified ended its run on the FX cable network last night. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, couldn't wait to talk about it, so here he is.
TV series used to just end. Now, the best ones anyway, they conclude, with a final episode attempting to give viewers a sense of satisfaction and closure. And the way a series chooses to say goodbye these days has an impact, in the long run, on how it's perceived overall. A great last episode, like the ones for Newhart and 6 Feet Under, can cement a show's reputation. An unsatisfactory ending, as with Dexter and even Lost, can weaken it. Last night, after 6 seasons on the FX network, Justified called it quits, and went out with a finale that was as unpredictable and poetic and entertaining and memorable as the series itself. What a triumph. Justified series creator Graham Yost based his TV show on a short story by Elmore Leonard about Kentucky coal miner turned U.S. Deputy Marshal Raylan Givens. Justified was true to the spirit of Elmore Leonard to the very end, and loyal as well to its 3 central characters and actors. There's Raylan, the trigger-happy, confrontation-enjoying lawman played so confidently and playfully by Timothy Olyphant. There's Boyd Crowder, who worked in the coal mines with Raylan in the old days, but turned into a local outlaw and schemer with big dreams and a bigger vocabulary. He's played with snake charmer charm by Walton Goggins. And squarely between the two of them, there's Ava Crowder, played so tenderly and inscrutably by Joelle Carter. By the final episode, Boyd had stolen millions of dollars from a new criminal boss in town. Ava had shot Boyd and run with the money. Boyd had escaped from the hospital to hunt for Ava, and Raylan was hunting them both. The final Justified built to a series of showdowns, and not just with those 3 central characters. I don't need to go into detail on the particulars, especially about who shot whom and how, though each of those scenes was spectacularly exciting. What I loved the most about this last Justified were the brushstrokes, the touches of grace, and the emphasis on character and tone. For example, almost every season-ending episode of Justified managed to include a version of a song whose lyrics have particular meaning to a drama set in Harlan County, Kentucky. Last night's series finale included it too, just before Raylan was set upon by yet another deadly threat.
In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you will never leave Harlan alive.
That music, heard almost every year on Justified, is so ominous you expect things to end poorly. And when we finally get to the central showdown, with Raylan begging Boyd to draw his gun while Ava crouches in fear, there's added tension because Raylan's eagerness to draw and fire his weapon is what got him reprimanded and sent back to Harlan in the first place. And because he's already shot Boyd once in the show's very first episode.
I ain't doing it, Raylan.
Yeah, you are.
No, I ain't.
You were gonna raise that gun. And we are gonna end this.
Raylan.
You stay out of this.
I ain't gonna pull on you, Raylan. So you go and do whatever it is you're meant to do. Cause someday I am gonna get out. And when I do, I'm gonna kill her, Raylan. And then I'm gonna come and I'm gonna kill you. So what's it gonna be, Raylan?
After that face-off and a scattering of the surviving characters, there are more surprises, some nice scenes of goodbye, then a totally unexpected time jump. A superimposed title says 4 years later, and suddenly, there we are. And in the future, what do we learn? We learn that, for the former citizens of Harlan County, old habits die hard and old loyalties even harder. We learn, from the perspectives of the characters that make it to the very end of Justified, what matters most, and why it matters to keep going. And we learn, as viewers, just how rewarding a TV series can be when it ends as well as it began. You know that feeling you get when you turn the final page on a book you've really enjoyed reading? How you're sorry there's no more, but so happy you took the time to experience it? That's exactly how I feel about this 6-year-old FX drama series. The time I spent watching it, in the end, was more than justified.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches television and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. You know that catchy number one hit, Uptown Funk, featuring Bruno Mars? That single is from the latest album by Mark Ronson, who's a producer, musician, and DJ. He'll be my guest tomorrow. Ronson also produced Amy Winehouse's hit, Back to Black, and recordings with Adele, Ghostface Killah, Paul McCartney, Lily Allen, and Jimmy Fallon. That's tomorrow. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross. Here's the Ruby Friedman Orchestra version of the song David played that was used on last night's finale of Justified and on almost every season finale. Sun comes.